This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's a simple question. Should I get the flu vaccine?
We can't tell whether the vaccine won't work or will just work less well.
Say what?
Robert Scott Bell.
The most common strain can't be prevented with a vaccination.
The vaccine won't work.
This mother from Southeast got her flu shot, yet here she sits, sick with flu.
Don't! Robert Scott Bell.
They didn't guess that that was going to be the predominant virus.
The medical community tries to pick the most common viruses.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
There was a headline from last hour when we opened the show talking about feeling the burn, Bernie Sanders supporters, because he's endorsed Hillary Clinton, the ultimate corporate insider, Wall Street lover. And the secondary story was about wooing Bernie Sanders supporters. Gary Johnson, Libertarian candidate for president, woos Bernie Sanders supporters. And why I keep going back to that is like you rarely hear or see the word woo,
woo,
woo in a sentence, unless it's by the skeptics and we get to make fun of them, right?
Right.
But it's like, I keep going back to that. Is Gary Johnson wooing them? Is that what he's doing? Is he speaking to them? Is he speaking the language of love? Is it poetry? What is Gary Johnson doing? Is he really wooing Bernie Sanders supporters? So I thought we'd go back to an oldie but a goodie to help us understand the meaning of the word woo and also how it's used appropriately in language and what the reason for language is in the first place. So see if any of y'all can remember this.
Now, language was developed for one endeavor, and that is, Mr. Anderson,
to communicate.
No! To woo women.
To woo women. That's a great sequence in Dead Poets Society. Robin Williams delivered that. To woo
oh,
women.
Oh, Captain, my Captain. Huh?
Yeah. And I was thinking, it is about wooing women, isn't it? Have you met any women that are Hillary supporters, honestly? I know they exist.
Not personally, no.
But I don't know anybody personally. I'm like, I would think that women would be really offended by Hillary as their female representative to be president. I just have that sense because most of the women I know are like, no, I'm not going to go there. Whether Gary Johnson woos Hillary supporters, nah, not going to happen. If you're a Hillary supporter, you're probably not going to go for freedom. But Bernie Sanders, folks, maybe. Maybe Gary Johnson is onto something. I don't know.
Could be
Trump,
I don't know.
Too.
It's, you know, we're at that point of the run for president.
Yeah.
Where, unfortunately, and I hate to be a cynic, it's just I'm getting old, you know, but, you know, we're going to end up in that horse race mentality where you're going to have Democrats and Republicans. And the ones that hated Hillary and didn't want Hillary to win will probably, well, quite a few of them anyway, are going to vote for Hillary because she's the nominee and she's the Democrat and can't have a Republican win, you know, type thing. But I think among those supporters, they're going to be holding their nose when they pull the lever, you know?
Yeah. And supposedly, women don't like Trump. And I'm going to ask you this question, like I asked about the women that we don't know that like Hillary. Do you know anybody that's a woman who happens to like Trump? I know a lot of folks that go, yeah, I like Trump. He's a woman. And so when the media tells you, oh, this is what's happening, it's like they're not talking about real people most of the time. They're creating a narrative that is not necessarily real, but can be made real because of the people paying attention to it. Oh, well, that's what I'm supposed to believe. I'm a woman. I'm supposed to not like Trump, for instance.
Yeah, you see that same thing happening when we're talking about all the other groups, you know, whether we're talking about people with lower incomes or people of certain, you know, racial minorities and stuff. There's always been that thing where it's like, well, you're a Democrat. You must vote Democrat.
Yeah, or that, you know, hate the police or hate Black Lives Matter, you know, all of these things coming out. And then I saw one video, speaking of the whole protests in Dallas and elsewhere, where supposedly a Black Lives Matter group and a group protesting the violence against police came together and were hugging it out, different colors, different
all that. Yes.
And that definitely made my heart happy to see that. I think that's the thing where you're bypassing the media narrative. You're bypassing the predictions of those like George Soros who want to see blood in the streets, because then they know at a certain point people will say, enough violence, here, take our guns away, we can't control our own behavior.
Right.
But we're going to have to grow our own food. We're going to have to eat better. We're going to have to drink cleaner water. We're going to have to get off of these drugs to make that possible on a larger scale, I believe. But going back, I'm not a woman who supports Trump. I'm a man. I haven't said I endorse anybody. But do you know some women that like Trump? I didn't get an answer from you on that.
Again, not personally. I have no friends. You know,
you have no life.
I don't know anybody. I just
What about your sister? What about your sister? Has she said she loves or hates
Trump?
We
haven't really discussed it, to be honest with you.
Just thinking of a survey of one. You can, all right.
You know,
your homework.
You sit around, what are those things you're not supposed to talk about when you're
politics? Really? Well, yeah. Listen. Here's how you do it. It's like, I am not saying I like or hate. I'm just asking a question. Do you hate or like Trump? Or are you neutral on Trump? That's all. Just one female, so we get a one female survey. All right. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah. Well, okay. I mean, we ought to put that out there to the listeners. You know, yeah. Just kind of take a little survey of the listeners and see what they think.
All right, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, Epigenetics, Magnesium on tap. We got Ian Clark scheduled a little later. First up, though, top seven diseases, disorders, syndromes brought on and exacerbated by GMOs, antibiotics, and a slew of toxic vaccinations. There's almost nothing that you can't cover. How do you narrow it down to seven? That's pretty impressive.
The top seven.
Yeah, I guess the number one on this list of this article, and it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, Asperger's syndrome.
Ah.
Yeah, abnormal immune function, behavior impairments, Asperger's. Some consider that a high-functioning end of the autism spectrum. I look at it as another level of vaccine damage, but also exacerbated by antibiotics and Tylenol. All of that. Flu shots, of course, mercury-containing flu shots, not helpful. Number two, one of my favorite things, not to have, but to discuss, irritable bowel syndrome.
Wow. IBS.
Yeah, IBS. And sometimes they call it irritable bowel disease, now IBD.
IBD.
Stems, they say, mainly from destruction of good gut bacteria and annihilation of enzymes by pesticides and vaccines. I will add that it is the damage, once again, to the epithelial lining of the gut, which is contributed to by all of those things listed in this article that we mentioned. Then we go into more full-on autism spectrum. And if you're watching some of the Periscopes and Facebook Lives from Del Bigtree and Polly Tommy and Dr. Wakefield, they are not pulling any punches. They're just coming out right out and saying it, what this is. Autism is a BS word for vaccine injury, for severe vaccine injury. Now, it doesn't mean that people who haven't been vaccinated couldn't exhibit symptoms like this, but in those cases, you'll find severe environmental exposures, toxicological environmental exposures as well. It just so happens they concentrate it, put it in a needle, and Paul Offit still says 50,000 of them wouldn't do anything bad. So, nonsense, of course. Number four on the list, cancer. Right? Cancer is a disease of toxicity, bioaccumulation of toxicity, gross immune deficiency, of course that's because of mineral deficiencies, all kinds of deficiencies, and rampant systemic inflammation, all of which related to everything listed in this article. The truth about cancer, well, coming middle October, we'll be in Dallas for that event, and you'll learn about all the reasons it happens and the reasons it can be reversed, much less prevented. Number five on this list, autoimmune disorders. Now, this is the one I do love to talk about this from time to time, Super Don, because I still hear rarely, if ever, health care providers, even the holistic ones, describe it the way I do. Mm-hmm. And I'm not, you know, patting myself on the back. It's just the way I see it. That you have autoimmunity, that is, the immune system attacks itself or our cells. And my argument has been that the immune system has not gone awry. It's doing what it's designed by God to do, but it's attacking cells that are no longer self or no longer appear to be self because of what? Same thing. Toxins, deficiencies, rampant inflammation, corrupting the integrity of self. It no longer looks like self to the immune system. And I think it's the simplest explanation, and I don't know why everybody doesn't grab onto it and run with it. Is it just me?
Just, you know, give it a year or two, and then they'll be saying the same thing you're saying now.
Okay. All right.
You know
well,
how that
mark,
works.
Mark the day, mark the year. We've been saying it for a long time. Number six on this list, contributing to anxiety, depression, and central nervous system disorders. We talk about the chemical influx. It's not one thing. If it were one thing, we can handle a little bit of it. Even a dozen things, we can handle a little bit of it. But it's thousands and thousands and thousands of these things coming in and overwhelming our enzymes, our endocrine compounds, our hormones, destroying the integrity of self, epithelial tissue, what have you, damaging the liver, the kidneys, the spleen, the colon, all of the things that we've got to reverse if we are going to live into old age without disease. Is it possible? Yes. Is it easy? I don't know. It depends on your definition of easy in a culture that has embraced environmental toxins as a way of life or a way of disease, decay, dying, and dependence on the medical monopoly. What's number seven on the list? You know a little bit about this, don't you?
Alzheimer's, strokes, and dementia.
I mentioned that because I remember your dad years ago.
Yeah.
We talked about this on the air with a stroke.
Right.
In his
particular case, it was from a mistake that was made when he was getting an angioplasty. But people do suffer from strokes for various different reasons, and a lot of those things can have to do with, as we're talking about, what it is. It's either being injected or being ingested by the individual.
Or breathed in. And, you know, this is such a key point. You know, I talked about my friend who's 82 up in Atlanta and dealing with memory loss. The memory loss is being caused by the drugs, which are toxic poisons, destroying his memory. And, of course, the drugs for his lungs, which there aren't really any good ones, destroying his lung function even more. He's got scar tissue in there, pulmonary fibrosis. You know, one breathing treatment with silver hydrosol and a nebulizer, he was already breathing easier. So all of these things, including medical, interventions, as you said, a medical mistake in your dad's case creating a stroke, Alzheimer's, statin drugs causing Alzheimer's, aluminum, mercury causing these things as well. So they're not mysteries to us here in the Robert Scott Bell Show. And the reversal of them are not mysteries either. They're pretty straightforward. But there are folks out there that are invested in keeping it so complicated so that that power to heal never makes it back, not only to your doorstep, but inside your house and inside your body, where all the wisdom is. It was placed there by that which created us all. All right, folks, we've got a lot more healing to go. How about eating some fruits and veggies? How fast will it take before you'll feel happy again? Controversial new study. We're going to report on it next.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we've built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Give me some fruit. I want some fruit. Give me a veggie. Fruits and veggies, fruits and veggies. I feel like I could be on an episode of Sesame Street. Eat your fruits and veggies, children, and you'll
Are
be
you
healthy.
Elmo now?
No, not even close. Oh. I still got a scratchy voice a little bit from the trip. I feel okay overall. I'm on the mend, I can tell, but my voice, I don't know. You say you don't hear it, but I feel it a little bit.
Yeah. No, sounding up to par to me.
Trying to keep it clear, keeping it real. How about eating some fruits and veggies? Now, when I grew up, I think, what was our favorite vegetable? French fries and ketchup.
Corn. And corn
as well,
right?
Yeah.
Everybody ate corn.
Potatoes and corn. Yep. And, you know, it made us happy in the short term because it was yummy, right? But there's a study now saying that eating fruits and vegetables, a little more diverse than what we just mentioned, increases happiness.
Hmm.
And like, okay, I can go with that. However, there's a caveat. It's going to take 2 years to work, to kick in. Right? So start eating now, so by 2018, July, you'll be happy again.
Yeah. Hey,
right?
That's an investment, right?
Gee, I never heard of the delayed action of fruits and veggies to make us happy. Happiness benefits for extra portions of produce consumed each day. So they tested people who were eating a little or maybe no fruit and vegetables each day to eating 8 portions. And the feel-good factor, they say, was on par with that experience when going from being jobless to employed. Yay, I got a job. I feel, you know, you feel good about yourself. So, but imagine if it took you 2 years to feel good on the job. That would kind of suck. You might say, well, maybe I need to find a better, a different job if you can't find a way to be happy.
Yeah, that would be a tough one to sell somebody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Join us now, and in 2 years, we promise, you'll be happy.
You'll be happy.
What is the difference? Will you be doing? Will I be doing anything different in 2 years? No, you'll be doing the same job, but in 2 years, it'll kick in, I promise. It's like, really?
That is,
I don't
really
know.
Weird.
I mean, I feel pretty good when I eat a fruit and a veggie right away.
Yeah.
Are we missing something here?
Oh, I get it.
What?
I figured it out. This was done, the study was done in the UK.
Wait. We got lots of listeners on UK Health Radio. Are we going to pick on our friends from Britain now?
Well, it's because the sun never comes out. So.
Gotcha. Yeah. See, the sunshine that is in normally in fruits and veggies takes 2 years to get when you're eating it, as opposed to being exposed to real sunshine.
It was done in the UK.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I have to disagree with this. And of course, this is anecdotal, of course. Mm-hmm. But, you know, listen, you go shopping at, let's say, a farmer's market or, you know, a store that is, you know, primarily healthy organic produce and stuff like that, and you bring it home and you make yourself a homemade dinner, you know, with all these, you know, fruits and vegetables, and you know they're healthy and they're clean and stuff like that. That's a pretty immediate effect for me. It doesn't take 2 years.
Not a 2 year delay on that. In fact, in 2 years, you might be bummed if you think it'll take 2 years to get the feel. I mean, I just don't get. Let me put it this way. When I was at 24 years of age and I started eating healthily, be eating more fruits and vegetables that were organic, it did take me 2 years to recover. But, you know, I don't think that's the same thing, because I figure I was 24, 1 month for every year. I've heard it said, and, you know, if you're however many months you are, or the years you are, 1 month for every year, when you're really making concerted efforts on recovery by choosing healthier foods, for instance. And in that case, it's more than just happiness. It's about restoring total health to you. And that was my journey. I'm not saying it's the same for everybody, but I'm still at a loss, other than your explanation of our friends in Britain, that they don't get enough sunshine, so it's just going to take 2 years no matter what.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, listen, you know, you got to take a lot of these studies with a grain of salt, Himalayan salt.
Yeah, and of course, if the food's not organic, you need a lot more salt to cover the flavor that isn't there. 76%.
Especially if it's kale. Yeah.
76% of Americans failed to eat enough fruit, while 87% didn't eat the recommended daily amount of veggies, according to the CDC. So where's the vaccine for that, huh? Julie Gerberding, head of Merck, where's that? Where's our veggie and fruit vaccine so we don't have to eat it and wait 2 years to get happy, huh?
Don't give them any ideas. What are you doing?
You're right. Sorry about that. Folks, just say no. Just say no to vaccine. Say yes to eating healthy, and it's not going to take 2 years to be happy. Some people say you can decide to be happy in a moment. I don't know. Those people are annoying sometimes, too, though. All right, folks, the place for health freedom, happy, healing liberty, perhaps. The Constitution class with Michael Bednarik, sign up now. Limited space available August 13th, and on the 14th will be the Second Amendment exercise at the Open Range. Back with Ian Clark, epigenetics, magnesium, and more after this break.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Every time our next guest comes on the show, I have to put Super Don on the spot because he's our guest right now coming up. Ian Clark is largely responsible for.
Put me on the spot?
Yeah, well, he's largely responsible for your enhanced sleep patterns. And I'm very grateful for him for that, among many things. And so, again, Super Don. Since you've been doing the Ease Magnesium Spray, have you had restless body syndrome anymore? Are you sleeping through the night now?
I am. I just, you know, it was just really interesting timing. Mm-hmm. Right about the time that we hooked up with Ian, that mm-hmm. I was literally doing the funky chicken every night when it was time for bed. And yeah. I just, ever since then, since I've been using the magnesium, I do not have that problem anymore. It's awesome.
Thank you, Ian Clark.
Yeah, well, it's our pleasure to help out with those kind of things. And it's, you know, it's a big deal. The restless leg is an indication that you got a very significant magnesium deficiency, and that alleviates things quickly. So that's cool.
Yeah, awesome. Well, again, that's the put Super Don on the spot portion of the show. Thank you, Super Don.
So, I had me worried there for a second.
I got to make
that's
you a little
an
nervous.
Easy one. Yeah.
But the thing is, yeah, there's easy magnesium to calm you right back down. We did, you know, last segment there was an interesting study out of England saying eating fruits and vegetables will boost your happiness. Which we go, yeah, that makes sense. Got no problem with that. Except it'll take 2 years before you feel the happiness. We're like, really? I thought it was a lot quicker than that.
Man, can you imagine waiting 2 years to be happy?
I know. Here, start now. You know, I was just saying, if you have a new job, you're excited. I got a new job. You're not going to be happy for 2 years. Why? What will happen in 2 years? Oh, nothing. It's just you're doing the same thing. But 2 years from now, it'll kick in. You'll be happy. You'll be like, really?
Yeah. Well, you know, what makes you happy is when your body is happy, it makes it smile.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that when I first filled all the gaps that were in my nutritional profile, which were significant gaps, and I got into the phytoplankton and then the Ease Magnesium, I never felt so good. And you know, nothing feels as good as feeling good, is the old saying. But I didn't realize I could feel that good. And when you feel good, you feel great, and then you're happy, and everything gets better. Because as you get happier, you start feeling better. Then you realize, wow, you could really... So that's what we ended up calling our company Activation Products, because we kept seeing people get activated to have a lot more joy in life and to want to get healthier because it feels so good.
Mm.
So that's really the bottom line.
Well, the restoration of health begets more health, good health. And you know, I mentioned in my recovery program, when I started at the age of 24... It took me about 2 full years, but I was sick from year zero, right? So I had about, you know, 24 years to undo. Good news is it didn't take me 24 years to undo it. It took me about 2. And then, you know, you find nuances to that along the way, because we're constantly exposed to things that some of which we don't have control over in our environment. And we want to take control over that which we genuinely have control over. And that's the reason for choosing specific supplements that can help you do that as well. But the idea here is, you will feel happy along the way. And it's also true that along the way, the healing path, the healing journey, there might be days that are going to bum you out because you're like, man, I don't feel so good today. And there were times where my body was repairing and rebuilding. It was focusing energy inward. But, you know, I didn't want to panic. And I had somebody to hold my hand in a sense. I had my mentor saying, you know, you're doing great, even on the days I felt rotten, because he was following my progress.
Yeah, well, the cool thing about your story is that you had such a vivid contrast from one to the other, whereas a lot of people, they don't get that contrast. They just sort of gently and slowly get worse and worse. Like, where that's kind of what happened with me. But with you, you had a lifetime of that. And then when you found out that you could repair all that stuff and fix it, you've now been able to help millions of people because of that inspiration that happened from a very significant turnaround in it, from a lifetime of that, which was, you know, very, very interesting.
Well, and everybody has, Ian, you know, a threshold for discomfort and pain and whatever. As I have friends now the same age that I am that are just now coming around to saying, you know what, I don't feel good. What did you do all those years ago when they made fun of me? And it didn't bother me that they did, because I didn't care. I wasn't doing it for them. I was doing it for me. But now they say, okay, now I'm willing to pay attention. So everybody's got that point in time where they go, you know what? I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, and all the things I've been doing before got me here. Maybe there's a different way. Maybe there's another path.
Right, exactly. And it's called an awakening, basically, like a revelation that, okay, things are a lot different than I thought they were. When I hit the wall at 46, and I realized at that point that probably, you know, I didn't know for sure, but probably everything I was doing was wrong. Sure enough, that's what the problem was. It wasn't the doctor's fault. It wasn't the fault of anything that I tried to blame. It all came back to me, the things that I was doing with my life, you know, the food I was eating, that I was under too much stress, not getting enough sleep. I didn't know about nutritional gaps. I didn't realize that deficiencies can cause a myriad of different cascading health problems that are fixed so fast. Mm-hmm. I mean, you simply reset the foundation.
Well, and one of those, and that's why we start with magnesium here in our discussion and with Superdon Sleep, or in this article that was posted on Fox News about magnesium. I mean, in a major media outlet, for them to acknowledge a supplement doing anything is amazing, because they try to, you know, throw things at it to say, hey, don't pay attention to that. Go get some drugs, right? Restless leg syndrome drugs, right? In this case, they're saying magnesium supplements may, they don't want to be too committal, help to lower blood pressure. But may means can and does, because it does.
Well, the thing is that irritates me about the way they word things is that they're kind of hinting that magnesium might cure high blood pressure, which it does not cure high blood pressure. The only reason people have high blood pressure is because of various different problems that have accumulated over the years, and one of the biggest ones is magnesium deficiency. And we've had multiple people, you know, men in their 60s and 70s particularly, that saw the biggest contrast in 30 days. You know, all they had to do was spray the magnesium into their abdomen twice a day, 30 sprays. 30 days later, their blood pressure is balanced. They're like, oh, the magnesium didn't. No, it didn't. All you did was top up your magnesium levels that they should have been where they would have been otherwise if you would have known that magnesium was a problem and paid attention to it. That's why your blood pressure is normal now. It doesn't cure anything. But it's like we talked about before. If somebody's starving in the desert, they haven't had food or water for 3 weeks, well, they're going to be pretty close to death. You show up with food or water. Oh, the food and water cured me from dying. You know, this is the same thing.
Indeed.
So that, yeah.
So if we're going to not only reverse something like that with a mineral, and like you said, you know, we agree, minerals, supplements, they don't treat disease. They really revitalize the body in its return to normalcy or optimal functioning. And, of course, the authorities kind of control the language, because if a company says it reverses high blood pressure, suddenly they come down and bust you. And that's no fun. But freedom of speech is something that I really cherish here, and I will push the First Amendment for all that it is worth. But I don't sell products so that I am not compromised in my ability to communicate this. One of the things that I love, a topic we don't talk about often enough, and I know you wanted to mention some things about that, is epigenetics. The fact that our environment impacts on genetic expression. I mean, you could be born with one set of genes, so to speak, that point to a path this way. But if you alter your environment, it completely changes the course of your future by causing gene expression to shift.
Right. Well, I experienced that lifetime because I had a genetic expression happening that was based upon my genetic background on my mom's side, where I had my two uncles die at 51 and 54 of cancer. I looked just like one of them physically. It literally appeared like the guy headed down the same stinking rabbit hole, being told the same garbage from the medical institution. And the medical institution we love, because they save people, they save people's lives all day long. Example, you know, if your appendix blows out, well, you better be happy about that hospital helping you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're totally for medicine when it's in that position, but I watch the doctors give a diagnosis and a prognosis and a treatment that guaranteed a funeral. So I go, okay, so that's messed up. I'm not going to take that.
You know, it reminds me of Glenn Frey of the Eagles, right, with all of his gut problems. They killed him with the medicine that they did. And I'm not saying they wanted to kill him. Who wants to kill Glenn Frey of the Eagles? Come on.
Right.
But, you know, the point is their medicines are not the solution. They're managing symptoms and creating 10 others and perhaps hastening death, not putting it off in the distant future.
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, it's very interesting how the medical world approaches health in general, mm-hmm. as far as, you know, prevention or, you know, mitigation of whatever might be coming your way. That they scare me half to death. That's why I got away from them.
Yeah.
But the end result, though, the epigenetics kicked in when I found out that if I changed everything I was doing and I started putting really super nutrients in my body and nanonutrients, my body would respond quickly to override all of that genetic expression that was taking me down. It got completely overridden, much to the surprise of the medical world, really.
Well, I was thinking about the oceans alive in this context, the marine phytoplankton, going back to such basics. You know, the basics of where life originated in the sea, for instance. And see, if we start refortifying or by re-putting that kind of food back in our system, how our gene expression can change. Now, I don't know how instantaneously a person will notice it. Everybody's a little bit different, but it's not going to take 2 years to be happy about it. I think people are going to see stuff a lot sooner.
Well, generally, they see it the first day. Like we've had people at trade shows, for example. And so we'll give them a shot of Oceans Alive and say, here, take this. You're not going to feel anything for the moment, but come back and see me in about 15 to 20 minutes. They circle around and they say, okay, what's in that stuff? What is that? And then we tell them, okay, this is just simply a nanonutrient, whole food, broad spectrum, has every nutritional molecule in it known to man. And your brain, for the first time in your life, has enjoyed materials to work with that they know exactly what to do and send it in your body. And it's a feel-good deal. And it's starting to fill gaps the first day. So that's, people see results right away. Same with the Ease. They spray it on 90 seconds to maybe 3 minutes at the outside. They're starting to feel relaxed. The tension in their muscles goes away, which takes pressure off the nervous system, which alleviates the pain they're feeling. But the pain is only an alarm going off. So it's not masking pain. We don't say it's a painkiller. It's not. Painkillers are painkillers. They mask pain. They actually work. Whatever it is, codeine or Tylenol 3s or whatever, or OxyContin, ours does not work in any way, shape, or form like that. It goes after the root cause. And so everything is about root cause. And alleviating it from a root cause standpoint, then you're dealing with the real deal.
Yeah. Well, folks, if you want to get to the root cause, reach out to our friends at Activation Products. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. For those of you who have to pick up the phone and call, they're toll-free 866-271-7595. Toll-free 866-271-7595. Ian's got loads of YouTubes and Kim Page on his journey as well. I'll help you out and bring the power to you back where it belongs to each and every one of you. Thank you, Ian, for being with us.
Thank you, Robert.
A little epigenetic action today on here. Love that. Back after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
I want to.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and end abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
I don't think I'll be able to play
this advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4, and now introducing trauma pads. Right, go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
All right, I'll try it.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We brought Captain Morgan back because I have no earthly idea what that was from.
Hello, boys and girls. Today on Pokemon... Oh.
Pikachu?
Captain, what is going on?
Right, Pikachu. Who? Pikachu, everybody knows Pokemon. Who Pikachu is, right?
Come on, Rob.
I know. I totally missed it. I totally missed it. I know my kids were into it many years ago, but it just passed me right by. Zoom.
Hmm.
It was like a little electronic pet, but it was really a monster with superpowers that you could use to battle other people. It was a poor little pet.
You know, I'm into
science
fiction.
Kind of actually mean when you think about it.
And cartoons. I like cartoons, but I don't know. Something about it didn't link up to me. I don't know. Was that considered Japanese anime?
You know, it started from there. Yeah, that's where it originated from.
Super Don, is there a report or a story or news thing that brings us to Pokemon tonight that I should
play?
No,
we just thought we'd talk about Pokemon for,
I was just missing my childhood, obviously.
Okay.
There is a story, and this comes out, I mean, it's all over the news right now. It's probably one of the biggest stories, especially in technology right now. But this came out of the Miami Herald, and it says that for millennials, Pokemon Go is a childhood dream come true. And what this is an app that was released just a few days ago that has broken just every record known to man having to do with smartphone apps. It's been downloaded millions of times. And basically what it does, just in layman's terms, It takes these characters from this Pokemon show, this Pokemon game that was big during the 90s, mm-hmm. and it interfaces with your phone so that you can walk around and it will use your GPS and it will place these Pokemon monsters that are part of the game in different places around your city, and you have to run around with the phone and this app turned on and catch them and collect them and stuff. And it's literally got people wandered around like zombies across the United States right now playing this game.
Dude, when's the first person going to get shot for, like, finding and taking pictures of a Pokemon outside of a nuclear facility? I mean, this is just ripe for a disaster here, Captain Morgan. What do you think?
Well, I kind of feel like that's already happened. We read a couple of news stories about people getting hauled in for trespassing or narrowly missing, getting run over by a car, hunting these guys down. In fact, my husband's office has some top-of-the-line security measures going on. And the night that this game came out, they caught a guy riding his four-wheeler around the office, around the building. And so, you know, they're checking the tapes, and they're calling security, and oh, my gosh, what's going on? Oh, he's waving his camera phone. He's taking top-secret photos. Well, they hunted the guy down because my husband is an investigative journalist, you know, so he was all about it. This poor guy is just some local dude who lives with his mom and wanted to go out and catch a Pokemon behind their office complex. So luckily they didn't bust out the tasers or anything like that.
Wow. You know, that, like, at least this is a happy ending relative to what I think could be happening here.
Well, it wasn't a happy ending for everybody, though. There's another news report out there where these three guys, actually four guys, got arrested because they figured out a way to manipulate the Pokemon game and lured people into some remote location so that they could rob them at gunpoint.
I guess that was inevitable, right? That was inevitable. All right, folks, please be careful with these apps because they're going to start appearing everywhere. People are they can't tell the difference between reality and fantasy anymore. I tell you the reality, and we got 30 seconds or less to say it, but are you excited, Captain Morgan, about the Constitution class Badnarik and I are going to be doing August 13th?
I cannot wait. I think it's going to be such a blast, and I can't wait to meet the people who are coming. I think it's going to be a really awesome group, and we're going to have a really great time together.
All right, if you want more information on that, come to the website, robertscottbell.com. Michael Badnarik's at constitutionpreservation.org, and there are phone numbers we can get you out. We're about to release the flyers as well. Those of you who want to sign up, get in while you can. Limited seating available for the Constitution class, and even more limited to participate in the Second Amendment exercise out on the open range on Sunday, the 14th of August. All right, folks, thanks to Ian. Thank you as well to Paul Baratero. Thank you to you. Captain Morgan, Super Don, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net.
You'll be glad you did.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.